Hello, I'm Sahar Hunaidi. Welcome to Podcasts for Life.
Hello, Maren.
Hello, Saha.
It's lovely to talk to you, and I feel it's really a special pleasure and a privilege, actually, for me to have you on the show today. Since the moment we met way back in 91, you became not only my teacher, my mentor, my friend, and you really are the force behind what I do now. So a very warm welcome to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Today, I'd like to talk about the miracle of castor oil packs with you, or otherwise known as the oil that heals. I don't know if you're aware, but your article on castor oil packs has been the second most frequently read article on my online psmagazine.com.
No, I didn't realize that.
Yes, for the last 3 months.
Really? Why do you think the interest is in the last 3 months?
I think it's, you know, it's just very interesting for people to find out, and I think it's picking up now with the search engines, and alternative healing has become very important, and this is why it's important to get this podcast out as well, because I think not a lot of people are aware as to how, especially practitioners, you know, why they need the castor oil packs and how to use them. So I'd like to ask you first, how did you come to know about the castor oil packs?
For many years I was interested in F.D. Casey, and I think people are very familiar with him now. He was also known as a prophet. He was a medical intuitive. That's what we call him today. I don't think they called him that then.
That's right.
He died around 1945. But he was quite an amazing man. He was very simple, but he had this unbelievable gift where he was able to go into a very deep trance and prescribe medical treatments with incredible accuracy. And this is where I read about the castor oil packs.
Right.
He mentioned them many, many times in his readings to help all sorts of problems.
That's interesting. And, of course, he's done thousands of readings which are logged, and people refer to that now. How or what prompted you to write the article? Because, of course, it has also appeared in Prediction Magazine here in the UK, which is the first body-mind-spirit magazine established in 1936. And I saw your article there, and I've posted on my magazine. So what made you write the article?
Because so many people ask me about the castor oil packs. It helped heal my mother, who had a fractured back, a vertebrae, and she was on very, very strong painkillers when she came from the hospital after 10 days. And I said to my mother, let me just try these castor oil packs on your spine, because often it goes on for months taking these very powerful painkillers.
Of course, yes, this back is very sensitive,
Yes. So within 24 hours, my mother never took another pain pill.
Really? How amazing.
Sometimes it can be the healing for the vertebrae when one is older can take, say,
longer.
3 to 6 months or 3 months. It took my mother, I think, 7 weeks or something like that.
That's really astounding.
Yes. And I was also diagnosed with adrenal exhaustion because, as you know, mediums and psychics use the energy from the adrenals. So we have to be very, very careful.
I'm finding out, I have to admit. Because the psychic work can be, I mean, not just necessarily psychic, also healing, massage, any kind of work where you deal with energy. We really are drawing on our adrenals and energy, and I think not a lot of people know that. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
Well, I'd already lost a lot of weight because I had a lot of stress with my mother being sick, and this all happened with the work I was doing. So I decided to put a castor oil pack actually on my stomach, and I'll explain about that first. These around the stomach area, around the small intestine, they're called Peyer's patches. I think that's how you pronounce it. P-E-Y-E-R-S, Peyer's patches. These are lymphatic patches. They were discovered by Johann Peyer, or Johann Conrad Peyer. He was a Swiss naturalist in 1677. And they're also known, this is the long bit, aggregated lymphatic nodules. And apparently they're found in the lining of the small intestine.
Right.
So the reading suggests putting a castor oil pack over the abdomen to rejuvenate these glands, which in turn enhance the function of the thymus gland, which apparently revitalizes the entire body.
Yes.
So I did that, But as I had the pack on for about 10 minutes,
right,
I suddenly realized that I was going, my breathing was slow and I was going into an alpha state.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I could see in front of me, and very vaguely, the contour of a man appeared by the right side of my bed.
How interesting.
I was in this altered state, though.
Mm-hmm.
And he was instructing me on where to place the woolen flannel. And telepathically, he said to me and showed me with his hands, put it on the full length of my spine, which also covered my adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I did that for 3 to 4 consecutive days. For a couple of weeks, and I found so quickly my adrenals began to become balanced, my feeling, I wasn't agitated anymore, and I became more and more relaxed for longer and longer periods, and then I completely stabilized my adrenals.
How amazing. That's fantastic.
In fact, Edgar Cayce called this a castor oil state of consciousness.
Right.
He said, which doesn't negate the use of allopathic drugs, but speeds up the healing process. So he says, one, as soon as one has the intention for using the castor oil, it activates the healing really in the body.
Amazing. So it's kind of like the body's already receptive to the benefits that it can receive.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. He was interested always, Cayce, in helping the body to return to a normal balanced state. So that's his main thing he was doing with people. So this works on gallstones, constipation, sluggish liver, anything.
That's amazing, because what I found also interesting, and I quote what you mentioned in the article, you said, what I find most fascinating is that all the parts of the castor oil plant are extremely poisonous to eat.
Yes.
But when the oil is extracted from the seed of the plant, the poison remains in the seed and it becomes the oil that heals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you found that, of course, for yourself, for your mother. And what sort of other illnesses or diseases can the PAX be used for? We talked about kidneys, adrenals.
Well, really, he said also for broken bones.
Also, you know, for broken bones.
That's why we used it on
my mother, of course.
Yeah. Her vertebrae. Because he said even wrapping it around a sprained ankle will speed up the healing process. I sprained a wrist once and just wrapped it with I soaked the flannel in the oil, and I just literally wrapped it around my wrist. And another time I pulled a muscle, and they said it would take 8 weeks to heal. It took about 10 days.
Amazing. And, of course, you mentioned arthritis, sluggish liver, so all sorts of
digestive problems.
Yeah.
Always digestive problems. That's tremendously helpful.
And does it always go on the back?
No. Put it across the liver in the front, on the, across the abdomen and the liver, and that takes care of the constipation or digestive problems, all of those things.
And is it safe for everyone to use, Maren?
Yes, as long as it's topically, put on topically. And I have in my article explained exactly how to do it.
Yes, I think
which I got from the Cayce people, because so many people asked me, and I wanted to get it exactly right, and I found I kept repeating myself, and then I thought, no, I'll put this on the website now, and I even have put where they can buy the cloth, where they can get the
castor oil. Yes, it's linked to the book, and the heating
and
pad.
And the wonderful book.
Yeah. I must also mention that you also mentioned a cautionary note that any person suffering from depression, epilepsy, mental disorder should consult with a doctor first.
That was connected with meditation.
Right, right.
Because people think with meditation that it's safe for everyone and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so often it brings up deep-seated repressed emotions, meditation.
Right.
So often we need a counselor or someone that can help take the person through this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not often known. People think meditation solves everything. But some people, it's not right for in the beginning. And it's very important that they have help.
Mm-hmm.
And these issues that they bring up need to be addressed before moving on.
Absolutely.
So that's an important thing here. That's not so much the castor oil packs, that's the meditation.
It's more to do with the change of consciousness or the altered state of consciousness and meditation. You end the article with a very nice quotation. Perhaps it's apt to use here, that Edgar Cayce said, "Know that all strength, all healing of every nature is the changing of the vibrations within, the attuning of the divine within the living tissue of the body to creative energy. That alone is healing." And that's really wonderful. wonderful. I mean, it's really about going back to that state of balance, really, within ourselves.
Yes. I think that's what everybody is trying to teach now. This is what we're trying to do, get back to a state of balance. And we find using these old methods and the new ones as machines now that even teach people to go into alpha and theta and these different levels like hemispheric synchronization. I think the Monroe Institute tells people, gives them instructions with CDs
and how to
resonate
them.
Left
yes.
and brain, left and right brain hemispheres. And all of these things are here to help. So the more that you and I can put out to the public, and of course we're not...
To let them know what's available, absolutely.
Yes.
I also read a recent article on your online magazine, which is MerlianNews.com, about this new machine, Respirate, which can also help bring down the blood pressure.
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful little machine. It's not much bigger than a CD, a little fatter.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows a person, when you first look at the window, of someone breathing with arrows to breathe in and
mm-hmm.
to breathe out. And then there's sounds like a not a binaural sound, but...
Like a buzzing a guiding kind of tone.
A guiding tone. And it teaches one to breathe in and begin to slow down the breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we normally breathe, you know, between, 12 to 18 breaths a minute.
Right.
Sometimes much more when people are anxious.
And you want to bring it down.
This takes it from 10 and lower.
Mm.
And then they found that it stabilizes high blood pressure, begins to bring it down over a period of 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then keeps it stabilized.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Andrew Weil,
mm-hmm.
also has this on his website. And John Hopkins, the hospital.
Yeah.
So many marvelous,
are endorsing it and using it. Yeah.
People are using it. And it's very easy to use. And it's like you and I perhaps would do meditation. And we keep ourselves balanced that way. This is if someone doesn't know how to breathe.
How to breathe, yes.
And it has a little belt that goes across with a sensor.
Uh-huh.
So it picks up from the body.
Right.
And then teaches the one how to lower the breath, slow it down. And it works, apparently.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yes.
And finally, Marian, what does the future hold for you?
Oh, the future for me is just incredible, exciting, wonderful. I am so excited to give out this information. That is what I really love to do in the world, and I know you do too. And without you, I wouldn't be doing this podcast, because you were the one who got me to do the website in the first place, which I can never be grateful enough for.
Oh.
It's changed my life.
Oh, I'm grateful to you.
So we both have a lot to thank the other for, and that's why we met.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, and I hope we'll do some more podcasts in the future.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Thank you, Saha.
Thank you, Maya.